Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we jump in, if you're looking for a good deal on a new mattress, check out the show notes for some exclusive discounts.
Okay.
We're doing a deep dive today on the Lisa Sapira hybrid mattress.
Uh-huh.
And it's, it's been a little bit of a challenge.
Right.
We've got articles, user reviews, and the overall consensus is...
Yeah.
Well...
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Some people are like, this is the best sleep of my life.
Yeah.
Other people are like, I'm returning this thing.
It's amazing how different everybody is.
It really is.
And it really shows why you have to go deeper than just the marketing.
Exactly.
You really got to get into, like, the specifics.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's start with what seems to be the good news, and that is... Side sleepers are really liking this mattress.
Yeah.
They talk about that like cloud-like comfort, that just right support.
Mm.
One reviewer even said, it feels like sleeping on a luxurious hotel bed.
Oh, wow.
I mean, who doesn't want that?
Right. That's like the dream.
It is, yeah. It's like perfect combination of like, sinking in, but also being supported.
And that's often attributed to like that hybrid construction, right? You've got the coils for the support, and then you've got those layers of memory foam that give you that contouring hug.
Yeah.
It's like the best of both worlds for some people.
Yeah. So that seems to be working for side sleepers, especially who need that pressure relief around,
around the hips and shoulders. Yeah.
The hips and shoulders. Exactly.
So that makes sense.
But here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
That top chill layer is causing some raised eyebrows.
Oh, really?
It's supposed to be this cooling layer.
Right.
And also kind of contribute to that medium firm feel.
Got it.
But some people are saying it's way too soft and bouncy.
Hmm.
Like they're sinking in more than they want to.
Interesting.
Yeah, and one reviewer even described their head tilting back in this really uncomfortable way.
Oh, no.
Like being in a dentist chair.
Like at the dentist. That does not sound good.
No, it does not. And I was trying to think of, like, what in the design could be causing that?
Yeah, what is going on there?
Maybe it's the type of foam they're using or...
Yeah, maybe it's too responsive, you know what I mean? Like, it bounces back too quickly. So instead of, like, gently cradling your head,
right,
it's kind of like pushing it back up.
Yeah, like almost fighting against you.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of with you.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then you get into this whole firmness debate.
Right, because what is medium firm anyway?
Exactly.
It's so subjective.
It really is, because what you think is medium firm, I might think is like, super soft.
Exactly. It depends on your body weight, your sleep position, even just like your personal preference.
Totally.
Like what you're used to.
And I remember there was one review where the person was saying that after like a month, it softened up significantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was still firmer than they expected it to be initially.
So it was firm, and then it got softer, but still not as soft as they thought it would be.
Yeah. So I guess you've got, like, that break-in period.
Yeah, the mattress is getting to know you.
It's like a relationship.
Yeah, like a new pair of shoes, they got to break in a little bit.
Right, exactly. But if you are someone who is really sensitive to changes in firmness,
right,
that could be a deal breaker.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to know what you're getting into.
So it seems like this chill layer.
Yeah.
It's not a guarantee of like, oh, I'm going to be sleeping like on an ice floe.
Right. It's not like a magic cooling pad.
No. And the firmness could be a bit of a gamble.
Yeah. It's tricky because those marketing terms.
I know.
Like chill and medium firm.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Yeah.
But they don't always translate to the actual experience.
Right. You really have to do your research.
Exactly. Look at the materials,
yeah,
the construction, how it's all put together.
Absolutely.
To get a real sense of how it might actually feel for you.
Right. And that's why we're here.
That's why we're doing this deep dive.
Exactly. We're doing the research for you.
Exactly.
So you don't have to.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We're going to get into those practical details. Edge support, durability, all that good stuff.
Let's do it.
Coming up next.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those more practical things.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah, like edge support, for instance. That seems to be a bit of a weak spot for the Lisa Sapira hybrid.
Yeah, edge support, it can really make or break a mattress.
Especially if you like to sit on the edge of the bed to put on your shoes. Or, if you share a bed and you want to make sure you've got enough space.
Exactly. Maximize that sleep surface area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of users were saying that they felt like they were going to roll off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were getting that sinking feeling when they got too close to the edge.
Hmm. I wonder if that has something to do with the coil system.
Could be. Or maybe the foam density around the perimeter isn't quite enough.
Right. You want like a firmer edge to really hold you in.
Exactly. And then there was the issue of durability.
Okay.
We found one review where the person actually had to return the mattress.
Oh, wow.
Because it started to sag prematurely.
And they were using the right base and
everything.
everything.
They're adamant that they were following all the guidelines.
That's interesting. You know, even with a compatible base, there are so many factors that can affect a mattress's lifespan.
Like what?
Well, you know, body weight, sleep position, even things like room temperature, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, it can all play a role. So it's always a good idea to look for brands that have a good reputation for quality.
Okay, so you're saying it's not just about the mattress itself, but also kind of the bigger picture.
Exactly. It's like an ecosystem, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this chill factor because that's like a major selling point for the Lisa Sapira Hybrid.
Right, they really emphasize that cooling aspect.
They do, but most of the reviewers were saying it's like, okay, it's decent, not
Yeah.
amazing.
So not like sleeping on an iceberg,
No, not quite.
but still comfortable temperature-wise.
Yeah, like I think it's more about managing heat rather than actively cooling you down,
Right, exactly. It's about breathability and airflow.
which is still important.
Absolutely, nobody wants to wake up in a sweat.
No, for sure. And speaking of materials, this mattress is CertiPUR US certified,
Okay.
which means it's free of all those nasty chemicals and meets those strict emission standards.
That's good to know, especially for people who are, you know, chemically sensitive or have allergies.
Right, gives you that peace of mind that you're not breathing in anything harmful while you sleep.
Absolutely. And it shows that Lisa cares about, you know, using safe materials.
Yeah, for sure. And they do offer a 10-year warranty, which is pretty standard in the industry. But of course, that's only valid if you're using a compatible base.
Right, gotta make sure your foundation is up to snuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you research people? Don't just assume that any old bed frame will do.
Yeah, your mattress is only as good as the foundation it's sitting on.
Totally. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. It seems like the Lisa Sapira Hybrid has its pros and cons.
It's a mixed bag for sure.
Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Exactly. Every sleeper is different.
So how can our listener figure out if this mattress is the right fit for them?
Well, I think it comes down to priorities.
Okay.
Like, what are your non-negotiables? Are you a side sleeper?
Yeah.
Do you tend to sleep hot?
Right.
How important is edge support to you?
Okay.
Once you've got those things figured out, you can start narrowing down your choices.
And don't forget about that break-in period we were talking
Well,
about.
yeah.
It really is, like you said, like breaking in a new pair of shoes.
Exactly. It needs to kind of mold to you.
So give it some time, folks.
At least a few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I think it all comes down to this: would you rather sleep hot and supported or cool and sinking in?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Right. It's like pick your poison.
It is. It really depends on your personal
Yeah,
preferences.
like what's more important to you?
Exactly. Some people would rather be a little warm as long as they're not aching in the morning.
Right.
Others would rather be cool and comfy even if they sink in a bit.
Yeah. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's all about what works for you.
Exactly. Find your sleep bliss.
That's what we're all about here at Mattress Advisory.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've talked a lot about the Lisa Sapira Hybrid today.
We really dug deep.
We did. And hopefully, you've got a better sense of whether or not it's right for you.
Yeah, if you're still on the fence, be sure to check out those show notes for some exclusive discounts.
Yeah, that might sweeten the deal.
All right, folks, sleep well.
Sweet dreams, everyone.